The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The Social Democrats have set out a 20-point plan to improve access, remove costs and increase capacity when it comes to general practitioner care in Ireland. Basically, it's looking to make GP care free for all by 2030, which is just 4 years' time. But as we know, even trying to get an appointment with a GP is a challenge right now. So what actions need to be taken to address current issues around GP care? I'm joined now by Dr. Tadhg Crowley, Chair of the GP Committee of the IMO. Good evening to you, Tadhg. First of all, what did you make of the Soc Dems' proposal that GP care would be free to all, everybody, the whole country by 2030?
Ciara, good evening, first of all. So look, I suppose looking through the Soc Dems report, first of all, I suppose it's a compendium of changes that should happen in general practice to sort it all out. And I suppose looking at it, many of the things they recommend have sort of been in the public domain in one form or another since back to the early 2000s. So they're saying a lot should happen. For all of this to happen, I suppose, by the year 2030, I don't think it's practical, Ciara, to be honest with you, in terms of every time you make a change, you've got to make sure that you're analysing it to see that there's no sort of unintended consequences happening as a result of the change. And it's taken so long to get to the stage that we're still talking about stuff that should have happened years ago. I mean, one of the points that you definitely agree, we're behind the rest of Europe in terms of general practice, primary care access, free at the point of delivery compared to other European countries. But you can't just change a system overnight to make that happen, because within those other European systems, they have structures and supports that makes general practice work in those countries.
Okay. And Tadhg, I presume if GP care became free to all, what would actually happen there would be that more people would decide to use it, because the cost, as we know, is a barrier, which is a bad thing if you're sick, but in some ways it keeps the wheels turning in general practice, because not everyone goes to the GP with every little thing. So if it becomes free to all, more people will use it. We already have people saying that, you know, the text line has already said, like, I can't get a GP appointment for 3 weeks, etc. I can only imagine the waiting lists would just get bigger and bigger in general practice.
Yeah, and I suppose what you're looking at, and it's like looking at a cart horse moving forward, and we have different wheels. And one of the big aspects, and I suppose, Ciara, this is part of the thing that everyone keeps talking, that we should make things, you know, freer and more available. But we have a huge shortage of GPs before we start at all. And what I hear the political system talking about doing is that we're going to turn nurses into, you know, specialist nurses, and specialist nurses into doctors, and pharmacists into doctors. That's still not sorting the underlying problem, that we don't have enough GPs being trained in the country.
So if we don't have enough GPs at the moment in the country, and if it, making it free to all would increase usage of general practice, obviously that's going to make the strains on the system worse. I suppose that brings the question, Tadhg, what can be done? What can be done to improve access to general practices for ordinary people? I mean, both timely and maybe in terms of cost.
Yeah. So you first of all, don't make all these changes all at the one time. You don't lay down guidelines that it's all going to change in 4 years. So the first thing is you go back and look at undergraduate. You increase the number of undergraduates being trained. So you increase access to colleges before we start out. You lower the point system. You look at systems of encouraging people into specialist programs like general practice. Then you look at increasing the GP training places as quickly as you can. That's all short-term, medium, intermediate. You then also look at, right, we have a quantity of GPs already coming out. What percentage of those are going into partnerships, groups, setting up on their own? And if you look, Ciara, trying to set up, like anything, is difficult if you're setting up on your own. And you know, the various studies have shown that people don't want to set up on their own. So how do we encourage group practices, particularly in inner city areas and rural areas, to take on these people to make it more financially viable for a person to live in these areas? And that's where I would say it goes across the various departments within the government. Housing is one of them, making sure that there are buildings available that they can go into, making sure that they have colleagues in the same area. And rather than building these, I call them white elephants of primary care centres, which will take 10 years to build, looking at what we have, seeing how we can encourage practices to take on doctors that are already there but maybe not working full time.
All right, look, thank you for that, Tadhg. I think when you start talking about infrastructural change and all of that, we're talking about a very long-term plan. But thank you for highlighting the issues there. That is Tadhg Crowley there, Chair of the GP Committee of the IMO.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.